Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's Radiance by Design Time. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive, and I work with a wonderful coalescence of guides and angels, and I love to work with you. The goal of this show is for us all to learn to shift our frequency and get really radiant together and alone, and to actually relate our frequency levels to some of the stuff that we're holding inside, the congestions, the old patterns that we're holding in there, and then shifting them. So that's why I just really love your calls. When you call and you ask a question about your life, hopefully what you do is find a shift of energy, which is the thing that my guides are really excellent at, and then feel your radiance pop up. And remember that I like to start with a meditation, because Radiance by Design is a community of consciousness. And if we all meditate together, guess what? We're sending even a bigger and stronger wave out there in the universe. How many of you listen to Jackie Lapin? I can never remember how to pronounce her last name. I was calling her Lapine, but I think it's Lapin. And she wrote books about consciously creating your reality, and I had her on Tuesday night. Now, you and I have probably been studying conscious creation of reality for 100 years, if not five lifetimes or more. Because I believe that's the dharma of our society, is finally to get to the place where we can collectively, as well as individually, create our reality beyond what the subconscious and the lineage programming has really helped us design, so that we're not pit-lamped or victimized by what's being radiated out there, say by media, or by our own thoughts and feelings and expectations based on what it used to be like. Take a word like security. Isn't that a different thing now than it used to be? I remember in the olden days when I was in high school, probably in high school, and I graduated in 1960, so that gives you a little time frame reference. We were taught that you really need to, when you graduate from high school, you need to get your university degree, especially as women, so that if your marriage doesn't work, you know what you can do. You've got a ticket. You can use it. And then you will be secure. Now you can throw your head back and guffaw, because that is so untrue these days, isn't it? Security is not cut out that way at all. That was kind of a product of the what I call the stainless steel era, the post-war era, where people really hunkered down and really tried to create a nice, shiny, antiseptic reality. Father knows best. Remember all that stuff? Some of you are older, like me. Anyway, so what am I trying to get to? I'm saying that security nowadays is very different. It's about creating our life, creating, looking at where we're blocked because of the thoughts and feelings that we've been running, and we can see how they're outpictured in our life. And that security is a whole different thing, is that if you really work on creating your reality with your thoughts and feelings, and with stepping out of the subconscious programming that you've been accustomed to leaning on. Oh, I'm the kind of person that never has a relationship. I'm the kind of person that never has any money, and really I don't expect to because my family was that way. That's kind of typical of the ways that we recreate and recreate and recreate. And what we want to do is change that creation so that we can start right in the moment, change our thoughts and feelings, and really radiate at a higher level and vibrate into a reality that is just of a much higher level and of a much more, instead of victimized, a much more autonomous level. And again, I want to link that to the dharma. Your dharma is your sole purpose and what it is you're here to charge up and do. But also the dharma of our collective is the group consciousness. We keep hearing about the shift, 2012 and the shift, and the Mayan calendar and the shift, and some say it started in 2005, some say it started in 2008. And I kind of chuckle to myself because I think that if the shift is a universal statement of change after the universal downloads have moved in a certain style of flow and waves and all of that kind of stuff for about 26,000 years with some interruptions of trauma partway along, how could I even imagine that after 26,000 years of being in a certain style, the shift would take a day. I can't even envision that. I can't even comprehend that that would be a possibility. So what I'm saying is it doesn't matter when people say it's happening. It's happening in and around now, and it might have been taking 100 years already, because certainly there's been an exponential growth in the way we handle, for example, technology. Things are moving really, really fast. Frequencies are moving up and moving up. And for those of us who are intuitive, so apt to be a bit more aware, a bit more conscious of our sensitivities in the world, haven't you noticed that the frequencies that are coming in and punctuating you or kind of poking at you from the universe have been very fast moving? So you might get like whirlwinds or rapid changes and so on. You get electrical currents coming, and people say, oh my gosh, it was a retrograde or a full moon or a moon eclipse or this or that, and wow, I felt this and that. And sometimes I watch and go, the changes, as a psychic, I see out in the universe the number of times I've seen like huge waves of frequency kind of bopping our galaxy around. I go, wow, what do we do with that information? But how I've identified what I see is to say that I see those crazy vibrations that suddenly hit me. I see some huge picture that sort of makes it easier for me to understand where they're coming from. So as I circle around here and go back into the shift to me is that as we, and you can argue with me, I'm not prepared to say I believe anything, capital B, I'm just saying this is how I'm perceiving it right now. The shift to me is that the change in frequencies, which are coming through huge universal downloads, are measurable according to the Mayan calendar. They focus that way on calendars, which we haven't as in our normal calendar. But they measure how these downloads are really coming. And to me, they also represent the fact that when we're living in an ocean of dynamic vibrations and frequencies, we ourselves change capacity. We change our ability to hold and to embody consciousness of all kinds. We are, to me, we are absolutely coming into a time where we're able collectively, not just one of us, to embody that feeling of love and unity and understanding that we're all one in a way that we couldn't quite comprehend many times in the past. When we get combative, if I have it, you don't, if you have it, I don't, when we have that competition thing and that combative thing, we do not embody that sense of unity. But I feel like the universal downloads are really moving through us all. And then with some intention and with some honoring and with some clearing and with some real, trust and faith, we can begin to live with a loving base rather than a defensive base. And back to my original comment about what is security, security becomes kind of to me like a bit of a ball bearing, if not a real ball bearing, where you can fall back inside and with your processes of clearing and of self-love and loving and trusting the higher frequencies coming through and using those and really working with the people around you to unhook the combative things and so on. That's the security. The security is we can create a reality of our choice when we get out of that meshing or those weavings of old reactions that have come from, you know, a different level of consciousness where we're being gifted with or we're meeting a huge shift in our potential at this time. I don't think it happened yesterday or tomorrow. I think it's going through a huge phase of change that might take 15, 20, 30, 40 years and might have been 100 years on either side with like varying waves of intensity. I remember years and years ago, everybody was talking about the dawning of the age of Aquarius. How many times have you heard that date change? They say, oh yeah, now's the age of, oh, we thought it was then, but now it's now. Have you heard that? Because I've sure heard that a lot. Well, we're still in the age of Pisces. So-and-so says it's the age of Aquarius. blah, blah, blah. I'm going, you know, I don't think there's those delineations out there. I think they flow. And when it comes to the oneness movement, which a lot of us are hearing about or involved in or reading about or whatever we're doing, I think the oneness movement is evidential of the fact that these downloads are moving through a lot of us, and that intention to wake up is being shared by a larger and larger proportion of people on our planet. And I think it cross cultures, it goes through all societies all over the world, and I think it flows almost relentlessly. What did I hear today? Just relax, it'll come. And we need to relax and not be in a state of defense. So, back to creating our reality. I want to talk about creating our reality by, first of all, I want to talk to you, and I want you to call in as soon as we finish the meditation. But I think what we'll do is do a meditation in which we use the sacred geometrics as our working place to go ahead and create the reality of our choice. And I really think using these techniques and these little shapes and so on are really wonderful, wonderful tools to really help you and I amp up our ability to create our reality, to really establish those ball bearings deep down inside, which help to establish a greater sense of security, even though getting married and living happily ever after is no longer a cincture, you know what I mean? So this is Veronica Entwistle. I like to work with my guides and angels. I love to work with you. I love to look at you when you call in. In fact, we're talking about maybe doing this kind of a show on Skype so you and I could actually see each other. But anyway, when you call in, I can see you. When you talk about whatever you're going through, we see the vibrations that you're moving through and where the densities are, and hopefully can help you release some of the congestions in there. So let's get to work and create our reality, and then I'm very eager to be talking to you. Deb O'Connor isn't coming tonight. She's not going to play with us tonight because she has a graduating daughter and an influx of relatives from all over the place. So she's really busy with, what would we say, evolving in the heart of her own lineage. I hope she's using all her wonderful astrological data while she's at it. Hi, Deb, if you're listening. So, let's take a couple of deep breaths. And then above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament, again gold. Gold is a high frequency energy. Drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided golden pyramid. Maybe the base will be out about 40 feet. And then upside down, meeting at point to point, is another golden pyramid. And its major point is going into the lower golden ball. Otherwise, each little point, how am I going to say this? The base of the upper one meets the base of the lower one. So one sticking up, one sticking down. And these are an octahedron. That's an eight-sided figure. And now inside of that, create a crystal ball. And the outside edges of your crystal ball just push up against your octahedron. Gives you a sense of the size. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. It's a three-dimensional Star of David. And start spinning and spinning and spinning. It's your Merkaba as well. It's your vehicle for transforming, your vehicle of shifting the dimensions. Don't shift. Now you're supposed to be listening to the show. I'm not sure we're running in other dimensions. So just keep spinning and spinning and spinning, and we'll practice being able to shift dimensions. And as you spin and spin and spin, some of you will get dizzy. I sure do. And as you spin and spin, take a look in front of you. There's a wonderful screen, a magical screen. And we're going to put some movies up on that screen. And the first screen is you becoming what it is you want to become. And I always tell you this, I want to be consciously multidimensional, coming from the heart. That's right. And I don't know what you want to become. It's from the inside out. attuned to the soul, whatever you want to be. Mm-hmm. And see yourself getting there. See yourself establishing that relationship with yourself and with all that is. Good work. And when you really feel like you're becoming, in my case, multidimensional and coming from the heart, when I really feel that, I lean back, I just smile. I'm so relieved to really embody that dream, that goal, that ambition, that affirmation, that love of spirit. So I lean back and I enjoy it. I wrap that in light so it can continue on some other level of my thought. And a new screen appears. And on that screen, we're going to create a movie of what it is you're wanting to create on the planet. You want to write a book? You want to create home and family? Do you want to start a big business, a little business, get your business to expand? What is it that you want to create? And now see all the resources coming for you to absolutely assemble this amazing vision. Mm-hmm. And even see the recognition that comes as it comes to its, comes to a head and its success. Good. When you feel like you've created the entire thing and it's really going well, then see, imagine, see on your movie all of the resources coming to keep, to facilitate the ongoingness of your project, whether it's a business or creative project or personal project, it doesn't matter. That's right. See all the resources coming, the people, places, things. Enjoy it. Just see it and just really enjoy it. Hey, give yourself a hand and now wrap it in light and tell it to keep going. And now we're going to go into the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, each of us has a lot of healing beings around us. So we see, we go into the Galactic Healing Center and we see a wonderful healing table. And it's all fresh and clean, smells good, and your healing team stands around it. And that team can have banks and banks and banks of realms of dimensions behind it, just like you and I do. Only these ones, some of them never embody in the physical, and they are very powerful and reach from all realms. The first person to come into your healing table is you. So you pop in and lie down. Now lie there and say what it is you'd like to experience as a healing for yourself. Or sometimes you just ask your healing team what it is they think you need to do right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Okay. And sometimes they tell you things that you might want to jot down. And what do you feel in your body? Mm-hmm. Okay. And take a look around at your healing team. Do you recognize any of them? Okay. All right, when you really feel like they're going ahead and there's healing going on in your body, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And remember, our team, which is very magical, can just replicate themselves and stand around a fresh table. And who would you like to bring into your table now? Who would you like to bring into the healing room? I met a little boy who has a huge, huge growth on his neck. And I'm going to bring him in. He's going to lie on the table. He seems pretty interested when he comes in. He's very interested in these beings of light that are all around him. I think he thinks he's in Star Wars or something. And we get him to lie down. And I don't know who you've got in, but I'm just going to talk you through mine, but that doesn't mean you have to do what I do. You can carry on with whoever you're with. And they're moving. Oh, my, he's got quite a bit of, they're doing a lot of healing energy on this little guy. And they're saying that it relates to a very deep issue right in his, right in his base chakra and his lineage. So they're working on him. Interestingly enough, when they're working on him, my nose gets immediately all stuffed up. I do with the lymphatics. Yeah. They're pulling something out of him. And they don't pull it out of the neck. They seem to pull it out of the brain and the base chakra and something to do with the spine. So, you know, it's interesting when we do this kind of work to watch where they move energy and how they associate with this being. He's an old soul. Mm-hmm. When you feel like something's happening, wrap him in light or whoever you've got on your table. And let's bring in someone else. Now I've got an old gentleman here, and he's got a terribly painful knee. He says he's too old for knee surgery. And he comes in, and he's in an kind of a walker thing. And they put him on the table, and they begin to work with him. Okay, and they're pulling energy out of his knee that is conflicting energy. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, they're saying that there's a direct tie-in between what's going on with his knee and his jaw. Something about how he holds his neck and his jaw. That's an interesting connection, isn't it? So they're stretching his body and pulling his neck, his jaw, and his knee. And now they're pulling some energy of pain out of the knee and soothing his body. And whilst they carry on with that, we're going to move it over to the side. And now we're going to do our political one. What do you think of politics these days? It's interesting to me because we're talking about the shift. And I really believe when I see out there and I see, you know, we all see the fracas and stuff, and we listen to the news media and so on. But when I look out there as a psychic, all I see are these, like, silver, not all I see, but I also see these sort of silvery gold bubbles of action all over the world of people who are doing new enterprises, who are creating new possibilities, finding different ways to be on the planet, different ways to sustain themselves, different ways to start businesses in a different way. Ways of sharing with people, ways of feeding the community, ways of doing green energy, ways of finding non-pollutant fuels and so on. This is going on all over the world, and maybe it doesn't make the top news, but it really is going on all over the world. So let's bring in to our healing table. I think what we'll do is bring in the political, the beings that are in the, we'll call it the oligarchy, the big names and the big powers that are in the oligarchy, because I think they might be losing a little bit of steam here. But I'm going to bring in all of the big guns who want to maintain that system of if I have it, you don't, or to enslave lots of the population for their money, that old-fashioned approach. Let's bring all of those in, the big names, and I won't mention names here, and have them all together on the table because they represent a big clump of consciousness, don't they? They're certainly in these facets of their world. And now let's all spend a few minutes putting your hands all around them, maybe holding your hands out a little ways, and radiating light onto these beings. And radiating colors like pink and gold and that orangey pink and purple and white and yellow, radiating love, compassion, understanding. I want to sing, wake up, wake up, wake up, because the power, there's so much power that can happen when we all recognize each other as part of the same. Right? We can feed the planet. We can do win-win. And just see yourself radiating all of this loving light. And just with the radiance that you're sending out, softening the jagged edges of defense. That's right. And bringing up into the light, bringing a lot of what's going on behind the scenes that keeps things perpetuating the difficulty. That's it. And when you get that sense that there's a little bit of energy lifting from the bottom right up through, okay, then we'll just wrap that in light and pray that that keeps carrying on. That's good. And then let's call in some of that energy through ourselves, through our heads, through the top of our heads, from the great central sun, down through our bodies, out through our hands, remembering that evolution, it could be at hand. We could probably block a certain amount of it with our defense and so on. But let's bring it through, bring the light through, and have it radiate outside of our hands, coming out of our hands. And then I want you to pat parts of the world, the parts of the world that you know that there's tremendous distress, and really send light to each of those parts of the world, and then bring that light round and round and round the world until it's absolutely radiant with this kind of beautiful healing light. Maybe it's salmon pink, purple, very, very harmonious colors. Remember, we talked about those universal downloads that we can feel. We're just having a lot of fun transmitting some of those universal downloads so people can feel safer to stand up and be counted and to support life for each other and for all the animals. Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, I don't know if this is too much to do, but let's send some more light around the planet and really help to invigorate the atmosphere so it can maintain temperatures and so on, so that we don't have to be so worried about global warming, and so that we can help as if we had a thermostat, so we can help retune some of the temperatures. I remember years ago saying, I think it was to Bashar, and I said I had this vision of beings from outer space, ETs or whatever, putting this huge kind of like a membrane out there around it. And he said there are beings already involved in doing that. So I don't quite know what I see, and I don't quite know what you see, but let's just make the assumption that we can participate in sending a protective coat, atmospheric coat, round and round and round our planet to help it reestablish itself. That's good. Now have that light move round and round and round the planet, and then circle back into your hands, up your arms, into your heart, and straight up through the top of your head and out into the great central sun. And now I'd like you to step out of the healing center and close it up and jump into your star tetrahedron. And I'd like you to spin and spin and spin and spin again. Funny, eh? You feel kind of dizzy when you do that. And then pop back into this room with me. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm really hoping that you'll call in and talk to me about what's going on in your life these days and about the reality you're creating. You know, we spin and spin in that star tetrahedron. It's also known as the Merkaba. And the Merkaba is the light bodies with which you change dimensions. And when we see the top part, which is a spinning pyramid, and the bottom part, which is a spinning pyramid, they're spinning in different directions. I'd forgotten all this. I studied that with Drunvalo years ago. I tend not to be fastidious about some because I follow my vision. But in any case, I was listening to Bob Frizzell, who wrote, nothing in this book is true, but it all goes this way anyway. And he was talking about the history of our planet and the history of the different species that have populated the Earth. And he was talking about the Merkaba, and he said that, he talked about the Martians, but he said that the Merkaba, which is a vehicle for that each of us has, You have one and I have one. It's a light body. And if you get it spinning, the top part going one way and the bottom part going the other, and you really can work it up. Goody, hold that thought. I'm just going to finish my thought and love to talk to you. If you can work it up that way, you can actually teach yourself to shift dimensions. But he said something that I've heard my partner talking about from a different perspective, which is if you don't include your heart and your intentions when you spin, and it's simply technological, it can become ultimately destructive, or it doesn't work as well as if you put your heart into it and you spun the top being, I think, feminine and the bottom being masculine, or the other way around. If you do it with intention and with your intuitive awareness and your care for the planet, then it really works well. But it goes cold if you just do it technologically without your inner participating. That's a thought for us to use for future conversations, because I really love that. That's a real consciousness of how amazing our intentions and our heart really are. Remember, we're all one. So you're on the air. Thank you for calling. Good evening.
Hi there. This is Kelly.
Hi, thank Kelly. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good, thank you. I'm sore because I've been working out, but I'm okay.
We're proud of you.
Well, I'm proud of myself. I haven't worked out in a while, so it's impressive.
Keep it up, girl. Keep it up.
Thank you. But yes, I do have a question for you.
Great.
It's actually in regards to work. I'm still currently looking for work, but things have been going pretty good in that direction, and I just wanted to know if you can see anything just coming to fruition soon.
Well, I want to know this, Kelly. Have you had any callbacks? Because there's somebody calling you back. There are two things. One is there's a job coming up in front that I don't think you know about yet, but there's also the possibility of a callback. You have your applications out there in a number of places, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. About actually two so far that I haven't heard back from yet.
Well, it's really interesting. One of them you don't want as much as the other. I'm seeing two, right? And I'm seeing that one of them you don't want as much as the other. So it's really funny. I want to say to you, okay, Kelly, let's do some intentions. I want you to really focus on what you want to do. You could say, I just want a job now. But I'm saying you're very, very lively and very loving and quite talented, and you've got a lot to learn, meaning you get a lot of zest in your work if you get to learn, don't you?
Yeah. Excited.
Yeah, because there's something I want to say. You can brighten. Okay, let's put it this way: you can make it happen faster by dropping inside and really envisioning and imagining what you want to be doing at work, and then to see yourself doing it. Because one of them is really ideally suited for you. They're both okay. I mean, you've got two jobs coming up. But they're both okay.
Part-time.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
But one of them's better than another, right?
I actually don't know all the details. On paper, they look about the same, but I'm not sure all of the details. As I go forward, I'll find out more.
Do you want only one of them?
On paper, they look pretty good to me, so I would take either of them at this point. But maybe as I learn more about them, I'll be like, no.
No, I want you to ask yourself, I mean, maybe make a list before you get more information about the job. Make a list of what you want to be involved in. And I want to throw in my 2 cents worth or my 55 cents worth, mm-hmm. that you have to have some in your job. It would help you a great deal if you have some, it's like, circuit connectors that show you that you're going to be taking some courses as well, because one of them leads you to a whole bunch of little roads and courses and makes you very happy. The other one's okay.
What classes?
Yeah. What's the kind of job, do you know?
Well, I'm involved in theater, and so they would be theater jobs. But I've trained as an actress for, like, I don't know, I want to say 12, 13 years. It would be
You never stop doing that, do you?
No, but after a while, you definitely would prefer to just, you know, learn on the job.
But one of them, honey, okay, this is, now I'm asking the guides to amp this up. So they're saying one of them is going to limit you more than the other. Let's put it that way.
Got you.
And you're going to know it. You're very intuitive, Kelly. Do you know that? Okay, so they want you to sit down and ask yourself, like you can even hold the job, whatever they write to you, hold it against your stomach and do kinesiology on it. But one of them is going to hold you in place and maybe make you feel that wonderful word secure for a little while. And the other one's going to give you more open doors. But they're both all right, but one of them's got more motion. You see what I mean?
Like it has movement. Even though it's secure, it's going to grow and become more or something.
Yeah, because it's going to, you know, we're in a time on the planet where everything is changing. And you don't want to be in something that's locked into the way things have been because things are changing. And one of them has a lot more change and light to it. It's got, it makes you laugh more as well. They're both okay. They're both jobs. Right?
Yeah.
But my preference for you would be one that really perks you and really gets you going and you keep growing and changing. Because you're going to be a very wise woman when you're older. Very wise. And all of these are roots.
Right about now.
What's that?
I said, I wish that would drop in right about now when I need it. I understand I have to wait for wisdom.
Yeah, I think wisdom is steeping like a fine cup of tea. You know, it has to sit there for a while, and you have to choose for it to sit there long enough so that it, what am I trying to say? I don't want to say ferment, but it is kind of like ferment.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Or gestate new levels of self, you could put it that way as well.
Okay.
And honey, you need to be writing. Are you writing?
Yes,
good.
The time.
Good, good, because I'm getting a really wonderful light around your writing.
Oh, I hope so. That's great, because I'm writing a screenplay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
The jobs aren't wrapped around the screenplay, are they?
Oh, no. No, no.
Because I feel like one of them, you're going to have more opportunity to use your own writing. One of them's got more little alleyways and laneways and little membrane connections, you see. So look for that. Ask your intuitive self and your higher self. I would say, show me then, and then wander off and have your cup of tea or whatever, because it'll show up when you least expect. They'll know.
Can I just ask, and I know sometimes you don't like giving timelines.
I hate that part.
Since this happening soon.
Yes, I do. I see it happening soon, but it might be the final decisions, and so it might be after Christmas.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, so that's not too long for you, because one of them looks like something starts and then everything's delayed. And that makes sense this time of year. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're going to have fun over Christmas. You got family?
I have some, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But none that live here, so I'm just going to, you know, extended family. You learn. You learn how to create family when you move around a lot.
Well, you look like you're going to have a nice time, and there's going to be some real nice affection at times over the holiday season, so I'm not worried about it being really hard for you.
I'm good. Great. Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care. Keep us posted.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. So that was the Kelly looking for work, and I think it's... try to remember that it's hard for some people to get work right now, but golly gee, we can actually create. So some of you are creating like mad. So if you'd like to call in, it's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And so I was talking about the Merkabah. I was talking about creating your reality. And in Kelly's life, she can create by... Yeah, it's funny because the job that I see, this is kind of a neat example. I hope you don't mind, Kelly, but I'm going to talk about you behind your back. It's a neat example because when I see two jobs there, one of them is going to be created from her feeling that this is the way jobs are or something, and the other one is going to be created from an attitude like this. I'm an amazingly creative woman, and I want to make sure that wherever I work, there are all sorts of opportunities for me to just keep growing and expanding. It's like that's an intention that we want to put forward when we're trying to get a job, right? And remember, you can change everything in a heartbeat. My partner and I were talking about that today. It's something we all know, but sometimes it's really hard to believe that in the moment. But when you drop inside, you want to find out what's really true for you. You aren't what you used to be, and you're certainly changing faster than you ever have before, because that's just the way the whole universe is functioning. So with your dreams, your goals, your intentions, your jobs, your families, whatever, go inside and really make some decisions about what it is you want to do and be, and let yourself change, let yourself unfurl, because the universe has really got your back right now. And your front, and your heart, and your soul. So what was I talking about? I was talking about security. And there's tremendous security in knowing that you can change everything in the moment, isn't there? In terms of, I know there's some really devastating things that come up for people, but we can change a lot of our, I guess I want to say, I have to be careful here because there's some really dire situations some people are going through, and I have tremendous compassion for that. So please know I'm not thinking in a glib way about you. So, but I'm thinking about wanting to change things is sometimes as much about changing your attitude and how you feel about things. Like I was getting a, maybe I'll do a little healing on this. I have a client who's really a wonderful woman, and she lost her job, she lost her father, she's been through a whole bunch of really intense spiritual things. But she also has gotten more and more healing ability throughout this time, so it's been a really interesting time to watch her grow and change and evolve, and yet you could say she's losing and losing and losing. And then she just emailed me and said that her niece, who's 23, who is like a really sweet, easygoing member of the family, I'll be with you in about 2 minutes. Thank you for waiting. And anyway, she was suddenly killed in a head-on collision, her niece. And she was going like, what is going on? And I had to sit with that for a little bit and realize that, like we keep hearing, there are a lot of people who just want to leave right now. There's a lot of people leaving the planet in a hurry because they don't really want to go through the shift, or they want to go out, collect their wits, and come back in, or they want to work with the rapid changes we're all having to go through from the other side, you know, beaming down like as if they were guides or in a guidance kind of way, or working with the layers of consciousness that are just beyond the third dimension. So sometimes it's hard for us to tolerate such losses. They hurt so much. But on the other hand, if we can work ourselves around it, we can catch on to the bigger picture and even feel it inside. So you're on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Hi.
Hi. Are you there?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to turn off the computer. But I'm hearing you in two ears.
You're hearing me?
It's like...
We're bilocating.
Delayed timing. Yeah, well, I've got enough interesting things going on.
Who am I talking to?
This is Stephanie from Kansas.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Stephanie? How are you doing over there?
Doing well. Lots of challenges.
How's the music
and,
going?
It's good. It's been really, really inspired. And
good girl.
I was actually... Yeah, told last week, you need to get a guitar. And finally today I thought, you know, I'm going to go look for a drum, but the place also had a guitar. And a friend of mine who teaches guitar as a professional just happened to walk in the door when I was there and gave me a guitar lesson while I was playing this guitar.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a good... And it's funny, this guy is professional. Another friend of mine who's professional, you know, musician was going to loan me his really nice guitar, and the day he was going to loan it to me, he said he has to take it to the repair shop. So I'm like, okay, well, hurry up and wait.
Well, the universe provides abundantly. Tell me this: what's the nature of your music? You write music, don't you? And you do music for healing?
That too. I've been doing songwriting. I play and I sing. People have openings. When I sing, I have openings.
Okay.
I actually started toning and experimenting with, like, sending sound to various parts of the body a couple months ago, and I just do that on myself, and I did it on a friend, but I was going to sign up for Randy Masters' program, the one in California, and didn't do it, ended up signing for something else in town, and that seems to be going by the wayside now, so...
Hmm. But it's interesting because you're very much an intuitive and an artist, aren't you?
Yeah, I draw, and the writing has been more towards songwriting. I keep thinking I want to write about things, but it seems to me the past is working itself out as I do other things. So it's kind of interesting that the way I use my writing is changing a lot. And I actually started writing a song. It started out as talking about harmonizing and turned into more of a song about the Occupy movement and towards that direction, working together and that sort of thing. So my subtopic is changing for songwriting.
Oh, good. But you know what's interesting to me, Stephanie, is that the whole thing about being a vibrational being is that when your songs open you and open other people, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? It's like you're a catalytic thing. You're a catalyst for people to awaken.
That's what an intuitive told me 4 or 5 years ago, because I kept asking her, why are people dying after I see them? And she said, oh, you're a catalyst, and it was so depressing. I just went into a depression for a while. But
they don't all have to die. They might have to die to how they've been, right?
What?
I say they don't all have to die, but they can die to what they've been, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have one friend that it was weird. I thought she wasn't speaking to me anymore. And 2 weeks ago, she called and said, can you get something for me? It's like two people I thought that our relationships were not going the way I wanted them to, and I just let go. All of a sudden, they just turned around.
Good.
It was really interesting. And now she's in hospice, actually, and I seem to be helping her son through this, because I talked to him today, and he said no one's he's not talking to anyone else. Everyone else I've talked to has someone to help them, and he's like 17 and there with his mom all the time.
Oh, bless his heart, eh? But it isn't your fault that she's passing.
No, I felt like it was, but it's not. Yeah, it's difficult being, you know, into the healing field, because I remember 10 years ago when I was starting to make a lot of changes and then decided, you know, some part of me decided I wasn't ready because I just wasn't finishing school and stuff. But I was already reaching the point where I just touched somebody and their pain would go away.
Hmm.
It would just happen.
But it's interesting because and I just want to say this, is that sometimes when vibrationally you have an impact on people, it can possibly hasten their passing, not just about you, but anybody in the healing world. If they're hanging on in defense and fear, and it really is better for them to pass rather than hang on, you know, you're the one who's going to walk by and flick their fingers off the ledge, right? Not because you mean to, but because the vibrations have to move through them.
Yeah, well, it's like I showed up that day and talked to her a little bit. I spent more of my time actually talking to her daughter and helping her plan a life celebration, and she wants me. The daughter wants me to play music there, and also just playing music and having a good time, which she would like. You know, her daughter said you could tell she liked it. You know, they kept reassuring me. You know, that they felt much better, more positive after I left. Not because I left, but because I'd been there. You know, by the time I left, they said they felt better. But
that's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So you're doing some pretty powerful work there, girl.
Yeah, I guess so. I got.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that if you have a question, be fast because I'll have to go. I have to move on.
Yeah. Well, the question I would have, and it's pretty much been answered, but I'm going to ask it anyway, is that about as far as my music and my writing, it seems like I keep trying to write stories, but they all keep turning into music. And my last year, it was revealed to me, my goal for this year, starting Winter Solstice last year, was to make money through songwriting and study sound healing. It feels like they've just come together.
Nice.
And so I still have this thing where I have to get my poetry book done, but it seems like the more I want to do writing and write book reviews and stuff, the more I just keep getting the message just to let it go and just focus on music and just move into that.
I think that's really, really important. I do.
Yeah, it's just, it's difficult to let go of the yoga stuff, though, because I find it feels like I need, there's some unfinished business with that I still need to continue as far as maybe not yoga teacher training, but just keep studying yoga and keep reading that philosophy. Like, that's part of something I need to look at right now.
Yeah, and I really think that your body responds very well, because you can't do these songs and do this transformation if you're not on top of it in your own body, but I know you know that.
Yeah,
you know,
it all comes together. My flute teacher made her students study yoga as part of our lessons. It was a required textbook.
Yay!
So I got started. Yeah, that was 1989.
Wow, good stuff. That's great. Because that just helps the flow going through you. I'm going to have to go, Stephanie, because they're going to hook me off stage here. And you too, honey.
We'll dance as you do it.
That's right. Okay. So keep us posted. I'm glad you called in. Happy Christmas time to you and however you celebrate the holiday season.
Yeah. Bless you too.
All right. Good night.
Talk to you later.
You betcha. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I really am enjoying this season this year. Everything's going so fast, and people are going through tremendous changes, and I always think of it as a season of rebirth. And now I want to say a few things about my own world as we're going to start to do Skype sessions. So those of you who have sessions with me will get to see me. I don't know. I'll have to do my hair. You have to do yours, maybe, or maybe not. We'll be able to see each other. And I'm going to put myself on sale. We have sessions, 20 minutes for $50, which is a pretty good deal. So those of you who want to give gifts, I don't usually advertise myself, but I'm just putting out a little coupon, so I thought I'd do it verbally tonight. And we're doing pay for two readings and get 20% off. This is my pre-Christmas. So that's good till Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. And we're starting online classes in January. So if you're interested in talking to me about any of that, or if you'd like a session with me, it's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. And at the top of the hour, Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, we get to join them while they talk about what are your core beliefs? How do we find out what they are? What are yours? Where did you get them? Do you want to keep them that way? How do you brush them up and bring life to your world? So I think it's going to be a pretty exciting show. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm wishing you all the very best of this wonderful rebirth season. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Good night.